The Yankees looking for their third straight win, taking on the Orioles. Aaron Hicks ready for this one. We pick up the action in the second. 2-0 Baltimore. Dylan Bundy facing Starlin Castro.
And the shortstop's hitting .324 pitch. Swung on and hit in the air to deep right. That back goes Trumbo on the track. At the wall, she's gone. Castro gets one back right away. Starlin is darling. Starlight, star bright. Starlin just hit one with those all his might.
Tejada's at third, two men out, 2-2 game. He got him. That one's drilled to right. There it goes. See ya. 3-2 Yanks.
Ah, the judges' chambers received a ball and some seats out there.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep right, it is high, it is far, it is gone. Aaron Hicks has done it again. Hicks hits one to the sticks. Long drive to left center field. That ball is high, it is far, it is off the left center field wall. Here comes Judge. The throw home is not in time. It's a double off the left center field bullpen wall by Halladay. A ribby double. And the Yankees take a 6-2 lead.
Yankees win their third in a row. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
Some big home runs, obviously, to put us up 3-2 and then to put us up 5-2. But I thought he made some good plays. The play he made on the ball, the last ball off of Clippard. I mean, that's an outstanding play in center field. So he continues to shine, and he's been really helpful.
How different has his demeanor been this year? Is it apparent to you that he has more confidence when he goes out there?
You know, I think his demeanor's, you know, been pretty similar, actually. I think at times he was frustrated last year because he was struggling. But I think when you watch him come in every day, I mean, he's the same guy and believes in himself. And, you know, he believed in himself last year. But, I mean, obviously he's having a lot more success, so there's probably more high fives.
Is it pretty remarkable, the fact that he's now surpassed his home run and RBI total of all of 2016. I know he's playing a little bit more consistently.
No, I mean, it is. Because if you compare the amount of bats that he had last year to this year, I mean, he's been huge for us.
Andrew.
Overall, what stood out about Jordan Montgomery?
Really good first inning. Struggled a little bit second inning and then settled back in. To me, he didn't let it snowball. He made a mistake to scope. He had a hard home run. He gave up a couple hits after that. And then after that, he settled in pretty nicely and knew exactly what he had. And I thought they executed a very good game plan together.
Kenny and Dan.
Joe, to get three straight starting pitching performances like you got now against your divisional rivals, could you realistically anticipate that?
You can't ask for any more from what these guys are doing. You know, I think Seve's on the mound tomorrow. Let it continue. I mean, he's been throwing really well, too. So, you know, we've been in a really important stretch here. So, you know, we got a chance, you know, tonight to win the first game, and we did it. Now let's go out and try to build on it.
How much of a correlation do you think there is between Gary hitting sixth now and the three games that he's had? Is there one?
You know, I don't – maybe. I mean, I can't really tell you that. You know, he's always somewhat been a middle-of-the-order hitter. I still like the thought of him hitting second, you know, when we put him there. But, you know, I think it's more that he's gotten his swing right. You know, he's used the whole field more again, which we saw last year. But if that's what it took, you know, it worked.
Wally
lucky for me.
Wally and Susan.
Joe, I know it's not a decision you have to make right now, but the way Hicks is playing when Ellsbury does come back, is there any possible way, unless he goes into a tailspin, that this guy's not your everyday center fielder?
He's going to play a lot, Wally. I mean, that's the bottom line when it comes back. And, you know, I know that at some point I'm going to have to give Guardy a day off. I'm going to have to give Judge a day off. I'm going to have to give Hicks a day off, but he's going to continue to get a ton of at-bats.
Considering that Montgomery pitched against these guys just last week, how impressive was what he did?
Really good. You know, like I said, he had the tough second inning. I think he gave up three or four hits maybe in that second inning, a walk and three hits. But then he settled in really nicely, and they got some big right-handed bats, and he did a good job.
Right here in the middle.
Speaking of those big right-handed bats, might be overshadowed by the late offense, but what impressed you the most, the way he attacked Jones with a runner on third when it was still tied at two?
He just stayed within himself. You know, I didn't think he overthrew any pitches. I thought, you know, he got ahead, then he expanded with his curveball and made an excellent pitch, you know, with two strikes, got him to chase, and he just stayed within himself.
Aaron Hicks with two home runs. He talked after the game.
I've been able to get started off strong early in the season and been able to, you know, kind of keep it going. So I think that's the most important part.
GM Brian Cashman was on the field the other day, and he said, you're playing well enough that you belong in the All-Star game. To hear him say something like that, what does that mean to you?
I mean, it's nice. So, you know, I'm glad to hear that. You know, I've been working hard, especially in the offseason, to be able to give myself opportunity to be able to play for this organization. And, you know, it's been working out well.
Up next, the series against the Orioles continues on Saturday with Luis Severino on the hill.